see you. I'm talking about what I think I know. I'm telling you what I know. If you let God in your life, and if you let God take control, there's nothing you cannot do. No one will be able to stand before you all the days of your life when you're on the journey for the Lord. And I like the way David put it. I was young and now I'm old. Sister Chloe Enoch, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. I tell you, man, it's all about him, Jesus. If you will, turn with me to the book of Daniel. I may be here for a while. Not today, I'm saying. We'll be here all day, but I'm saying I may be in this book for a while. I'm not sure. But it's something about Daniel that's pulling on me. Amen. I'm going to read quite a few verses of it because some of y'all don't pick your Bibles up this Sunday. Oh, I ain't scared of you. I'm going to say it to you. And from the church, don't come to Sunday school, don't come to Bible study. Every now and again, I go live and see some of y'all in other churches, and that's good, amen, all right? But I want to know when you pick up your Bible, amen. I'm just asking. I know, I'm sorry. Well, man, I'm still in the New King James Version of the Bible. And it reads thus, in the third year, the reign of Joachim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Joachim, king of Judah, into his hand. All right. With some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God. Then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. Now, from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them the chief of the eunuchs gave names. He named Daniel, the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah, Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego, Nego. Turn those mics on. They have the picture. But Daniel's purpose in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, God brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who appointed food and drink. For why should we see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king. So Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants 10 days, and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you, and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies as you see fit. So deal with your servant. So he consented with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. Thus the steward took away that portion of delicacies and the wine that they were to drink and gave them vegetables. As for these 4 young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all language, literature, and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Amen. As you take your seat, I want to talk to you from a subject. Just be yourself. Just be yourself. I wanted to talk to the youth today, but I found out as I looked at this message, I found myself here, and I found, I'm pretty sure, if you listen and you look and peruse the text for yourself, you'll see yourself in this text. Most of us, when we eat, we have a high standard, or at least I do, in eating. I'm not a peculiar eater, I'm not a funny eater, I'm not someone who looks over your shoulder while you're cooking. But I like my food to taste good. But that's not a prerequisite, because I can reach and get salt and pepper and shake it enough and bless it, amen, where I can make it palatable for my taste, amen. But one requisite I do have for my food is I bless it and I honor the Lord for putting it on my table. And the second thing is that I want my food clean. Y'all got quiet on me. I get your house and got quiet on the clean part. Not only do we should we watch what we eat, sometimes you gotta watch where you go, watch what you say, watch who you are around, just watch your surroundings, and it's all right to have a high standard in what you're doing. Because evil company corrupts good manners.
Amen.
So you have to be aware, especially young folks, of what you're doing. In other words, I know some of y'all like to eat too. And if y'all found out that Pastor Thompson could cook, amen, and then I said, I'm going to cook, and y'all had my food, y'all would say, hey, he don't really cook. Let's go over here and eat something. But then if you come and y'all know I'm good at all types of meats, I'm good at the vegetables, amen, and I season them not a lot, but just enough in case you got to have blood pressure that you can work with it yourself. And then you come in, and I got this long table full of dessert, amen. You see your favorite dessert out there. You can name it for yourself this morning. It could be chocolate pie, amen. It could be apple cobbler, amen. It could be sweet potato pie, amen. It could be whatever your heart desires this morning. You go down the table and you fix your plate and you eat. Then after you eat all the meat and all the vegetables, then you come back and you're looking at the dessert and you cut you a slice of pie, amen. And I walk by the pie and I tell you, in that pie right there, I dropped a little lint in it. Know what you do. You probably move to the next thing, is that right? When you move to the next thing, I say, I meant to tell you, I dropped that on the floor. When I dropped it on the floor, there was some dirt on the floor, amen, like dirt. And when I picked it up and put it back in the pan, amen, I got a little dirt in there, ain't that right? Y'all would move to that next thing, ain't that right? When you got to the next thing, amen, I said, I wasn't thinking. I was cooking, baking, washing clothes at the same time, and I put a little detergent in there. I got mixed up. It ain't that much now, it's a little bit. I just dropped when I caught myself. Amen. Amen. Would you eat? Okay. I say all that to say this. That's what you got to do in life.
Amen.
Jesus said, the little foxes spoil the vine. You start doing little things, you start compromising with something you know that's not you, and after a while you'll find yourself dripping off. You don't talk like yourself. You don't dress like yourself. You don't look like yourself. As a matter of fact, truth be told, you can't even recognize yourself. Amen. And so you have to be aware, especially those of you who are in school. If you're in elementary school and you're on your way to middle school, you're in for a shock. Middle school is about like grown folk now. Amen. Man, they cussing some of them on the blacktop in the woods, smoking, amen. They know about sex. They know about everything. Amen. Middle school. So if you're on your way to middle school and you leave the elementary school, you are in for a shock. But then if you're in middle school, you're on your way to high school. My God, you in for a show enough shock. I know Sister Johnson can attest right now that she's seen some stuff on that bus, amen. As you go to the movies and watch a movie that's R-rated, you have to bump up the ratings, amen. For some of the stuff they do in school and some of the stuff they do on the bus. I just want to tell y'all this morning, when you go to school, don't try to be like everybody else. Just be yourself, amen. Brother Mark, right there, good comments, ain't that right? It's some stuff on the bar. Came from a good family, I sure you did, because I can tell by your mannerisms, the way you carry yourself, I can tell your mom and daddy brought you up in the church. church. It's not hard to see that in you, but I'm pretty sure when you got the college, you saw folk doing stuff, amen, then you had to make a decision. Do I want to run with the athletes and the jocks and the Greek life, or do I want to just make it through school and just be here? Because college is just like the church. When you first come into church and you first go to college, everybody in there ain't going to stay there. I wish I had somebody. When you in college there, you're going to see some folk in the first year. Mike, you know about it. Mike went to NC State, and he called me every 6 months, Dad, so-and-so is out of school, and he was having a hard time, amen. He went to a predominantly white school, nothing said about that, but when all the chocolate drops started dropping out, Mike started having a hard time. I said, Mike, just keep your focus on your dream, God. Just keep going to you, amen, and he'll be decide to change your mind in the middle of the road. That's all right, too, because it's your life, your education. Do what it is that's best for you, but whatever you do, just be yourself. Amen. Same with the church. You can't come in the church and try to act like everybody else. Because that sister you see running and jumping and jumping and shouting, you think she's running and jumping and shouting because she's so holy. Sometimes you just running and jumping and shouting and thank God I'm still here. Thank God, amen. It's something I used to do, I don't do no more. And when I was doing it, thank God somebody prayed for me. Amen. So you just got to be yourself. Amen. So as we look at this text, amen, in the book of Daniel, find Daniel and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And what they've done is that God has allowed Babylon to walk into Judah and Jerusalem and take away his people. First of all, because they stopped doing what God wanted them to do. Amen. In other words, they got so big on themselves, Barrage, that they thought that they didn't need God. Amen. And then God said, okay, he sent Babylon in, who was a mighty empire, Sister Rhonda, who owned 90% of the world. And what he did, Sister Brittany, is he turned them loose. And what they did, they took Joachim, put his eyes out, and left him there as a vassal, puppet king, amen, in the native land. And he took the best of the best, and he took them to Babylon. Y'all heard me when I read the text, didn't you? It said he took the best and the right. And then he went into the house of God and took all the gold and all the treasure out of the house of the Lord and took it and put it into, gave it to his gods in Babylon. Y'all see how messed up this is? But in the midst of all of this, God still shows grace. Amen. God is going to teach you today, if you will listen to me, that if you remain faithful to who you are in God, if you remain faithful to who you are as a person, no matter how much other folk lie, cheat, and steal, and it look like they getting ahead, if you keep doing what you learned at home, if you keep doing what God is trying to show you, you're going to prosper, and God is going to look out for you wherever you go. Amen. Now, here they are. They're stuck in now. They're strong. Three friends. Let me work with Daniel a little bit, now I'm going on about my business. In this text in chapter 1, of course, they caught up and they're in exile. And then you turn around in chapter 2, you're going to find out Nebuchadnezzar's going to lose his mind. He's going to start dreaming dreams. He's going to think he's crazy. And the Babylon's best are not going to be able to interpret his dream, but Brother Daniel is. Amen, somebody. In the third chapter, you will find out that these boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're friends of Daniel. They're going to find themselves in the midst of the fiery furnace because they're going to refuse to bow down to the king. Amen. Right. In other words, verses 1 through 6, all the way to chapter 6, where Daniel finds himself in the lion, and the lion's den. You're going to find out that he survived the lion's den because he still trusts in God. Y'all still sitting there like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all in the lion's den right now. Amen. And God won't let the lion eat you up. You still eating. You still paying your bills. You still riding down the road. You talk about you need your brakes fixed, but your car still stopping. Talk about your tires wrong, but you still rolling. Argue about your air conditioner, but a little bit of house rolling. Amen. Thank God for everything. Might not have everything I want in the refrigerator, keep your hands in God's hands. Well, Daniel talks about the life of Daniel. Daniel don't wait for this chapter. There is no book of Daniel. But Daniel makes it through. Amen. Then Daniel is so powerful, he begins to see stuff, brother Chuckie. He looks down the road and he sees the Messiah, him, Jesus, coming way down in the angels of time. Then Daniel is so powerful that he goes out in the trance, ain't that right, bro? And he begins to write part of the book of Revelation. He starts seeing so much, God said, wait a minute, seal the book up, brother, because that time ain't here yet. Amen. And then not only that, let me tell you what happened with Daniel, in case y'all don't realize what I'm saying. Brother Daniel left at a young age, he goes into slavery. And slavery, he goes to a mean man by the name of Nebuchadnezzar, who would kill folk at the drop of a hat. And if you look at Daniel at the time that he was in Babylon, Daniel stayed there most of his life, over 70 years. And you know what? There were four kings there when Daniel lived through every one of them. And everybody, I'm sure, didn't like Daniel. They died, and Daniel was still there. Amen. I'm trying to tell you, Daniel, what God sent him there, God put him there, and God placed him there. Y'all hear me now? Yeah. So here we are. Let me tell you. So now these boys are from the tribe of Judah. That means something. They're from the tribe of Judah, or the tribe of praise, or the tribe where Jesus come from, and the tribe of Judah means something. I want to say this to somebody before I go to my first point of what I'm trying to tell you, and that is this. As long as you worship God, don't worry about what else goes on. Listen to me. As long as you give God the praise, don't worry what's going on. You might not have what you want. You might be sick. You might be tired. You might be broke. You might be ready to give up and step back and say, Lord, I thank you for every mountain, God. I thank you. But if you begin to do that right there, God will make a way. Do it, man. Now, you don't sell out, you'll prosper. So here we are in the text. Let's go to the text. The line is going to hold you long. I promise myself. But what happens is they took down Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. And if you look at verse 6, this is the first tactic of the enemy. Is he changed their name. Y'all hear me now? He changed their name. That's what people will do for you. They will change your name. They will give you another identity. Amen. And let me tell you something here. And just because folk invite you in, and just because folk change your name, and just because folk give you a little food, never think that you really belong to who they are. I was looking at it as a meme. It was a joke, but it's really not a joke. And the question was, among Caucasians or whites, why are they not called white Americans, and everybody else is called whatever in America? An African-American, a Chinese-American, a Japanese-American. Why is that? Amen. Because I want y'all to tell y'all something. Most of us, as President Trump has made it very clear, that some of us really don't belong here. And the thing in the Constitution says that if you're born into the United States of America, you are a citizen. Ain't that what it says? Then it has rules for you to become a citizen of the United States of America. And now he attacks four women in Congress, amen, who called him out their name. And then he turns around in a tweet and told them to go back to their own country. Amen. Three of them already was born in this country. They was elected to office in this country, letting you know they belong to this country. And then one woman was not born in this country, but she was naturalized as a citizen in this country. Amen. But if this man who's so hypocritical, and I'm not bashing him, I'll tell him to his face. I'm just saying right now, let right be right and let wrong be wrong. You gonna tell us somebody they don't belong here, but you walking down the aisle on the red carpet with a woman who wasn't born in anyway. We got children coming over here, and they are taking these children. Brother Joe Gibbs, who used to be the coach for the Washington Redskins, and now he was Joe Gibbs racing. Amen. Joe Gibbs has it's left my mind, but it just hit me, I'm going to tell you. But I think it's in Ohio, I'm not sure, but he has a church and a camp for all those children who are refugees, amen, who are coming over here, migrants, amen, and they are locking them up, and they are putting them in cages, and they are treating them wrong, and they're not doing right by them. But Joe Gibbs has this place that they can go to, and he's training them, and he's feeding them, and he's teaching them the word of God, amen, he's doing stuff for them. But do you know something? Those children who come from where they are, what did they learn? What did they already know? We taking them and separating them from their parents, amen, and putting them in and trying to make them indoctrinate to our religion what we think, right, how we act, and make them drink. I said all that to say this. Black folk thought about slavery for a long time, but Lord, you know that. And some folk that arrived, they forgot all about it. Amen. You better not forget about it, because I'm telling you, when they start hollering, go back to your own country and make America great again, what they're trying to tell you is that you don't belong here. See, I want somebody to wake up in this church and start studying. Do you not know that the United States of America, this is not a democracy, this is a republic. This is not a democracy, this is a republic. And to the republic for which we stand, one nation, under God, individual, with liberty and justice for all. Not for all, not for everybody, just them. Not all, just for the rich. Not all. And I wish y'all would wake up in here. Not all. Go vote. You better run for office. Everybody, you can run for office. Everybody in here can find something they can do and run for office. I got a background. Everybody in office got a background. I did this, and they did it too. All you need is get out here and stand on the word of God and say what's right, and you need a change, and everybody needs some food, everybody needs somewhere to live, and just say what you gotta say and leave it right there. Stayed true to the game. First thing he did was they changed their name. Uh-huh. That's what he did a lot of us. A lot of other people came from other places. People changed their names. Wow. And the names weren't changed to protect the innocent. They changed their name. Y'all heard it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to leave that right there because y'all looking crazy. Like y'all scheming. Y'all scheming. But people will indoctrinate you to their own education system. Things segregated before it became integrated. Black folk in their own restaurants. Now, I ain't talking racist one, I'm just talking fact. Black folk in their own race, they was teaching their own children, they was doing all that, and then somewhere along the way, black folk lost their identity. We identify with everybody but ourselves. And then notice this, everybody of other race who identify with us and who will stand for us, they'll stand for us and we won't even stand for our own self. That's why I say you gotta look at people who are of a different race and stop pointing your bony finger at them just because they're a different color. Because a lot of times we're at home watching MTV and playing games and they out there picking and doing petitions so we can have rights, and we ought to be doing it for our own self. We ought to make sure our own children can read. We ought to make sure they have something. We ought to make sure. Do it God's way. So the first thing is they're going to change the name. So they changed Daniel's name to Belteshazzar. They changed Hananiah's name to Shadrach. They changed Meshach, and Azariah, they changed him to Abednego. In other words, they changed their name because this is what their name meant. Listen to what their name meant. Hananiah meant Elohim, or Elohim is God, meaning Elohim is generous. Mishael means Yahweh is gracious. That means God is gracious and God is good. Azariah means I am who Elohim says I am. In other words, I am who God says I am, despite who you say I am. I'm who God says I am. As a matter of fact, if you keep studying that, Brother Seneca, it means that God is able. Y'all hear that? I got to get off the side of me and get off that other thing. But after people change your name, amen, the next thing is they want to make you compromise. So the first thing is to know your identity and to know who you are. Don't let folks change who you are. Just be yourself. Y'all got that one? And then after people, if they change, they try to change your name. The next thing they're going to try to do, and they're just trying to change your name, they're going to try to make you eat their food. What was wrong, Mike, with the food that these boys had? Follow me now. They were slaves, Brother Ronnie, and they had been in captivity. So you know how they was eating. You know the conditions they were in. Now, because their gifts made room for them before they came, they got a feast in front of them. I wish I had somebody. Have you ever walked into a buffet and shown up a buffet and you hold and they had no meal in a while? Beef on that, chicken on that, lamb on that, pork chop on that, everything you want on that, it look good and it smell good, amen. Mashed potatoes, all kinds of potatoes, all dried potatoes, greens, you name it, is on there. All kinds of dessert, and not only that, Mr. Walt, they had wine. Hell, that's about it right there. Said the Babylon had the finest wines and vineyards there was. So they had why. But look at this. You got these Jewish boys here. When kosher diet, they're not supposed to be touching this stuff. Y'all know how we do. An appetite is anything that gets your flesh. It ain't got to be food. It can be cigarettes. It can be sex. It can be clothes. It can be anything that takes you away from God and takes you away from the people around you that you love. It can be gambling. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I know I'm a preacher, but I'm just going to say it. I don't see nothing in the Bible saying nothing wrong with gambling. The only thing made me mad about gambling is when they gamble for Jesus' role. And if you want to leave church because you're going to do it anyway because you're grown, I guarantee you, five for y'all gave me out cocky, and I went out there right now. I bet you I'm gonna find some items out there. I bet I'm gonna find some cigarette lighters, some cigarettes, some scratch off tickets, and y'all know what? It ain't none of my business. But what does make it bad is if you need food in the house and you buying more scratch off tickets than you is Wonder Bread, then we got problems. Don't ever change your identity and then watch your appetite. A person find out your appetite becomes your weakness. I wish I had somebody. If the devil know you like women, he gonna bring women back. You like a little woman, he gonna bring you a little woman. You like a big boy, he'll bring you a big one. You like a tall, he'll bring you a tall. Women the same way. If you like a certain type of man, believe me, the devil will put him right there in your face. Amen. I wish I had many folk in here to try to quit smoking. Amen. And everybody you talk to got a cigarette in their mouth. Anybody? How many of y'all got mad at church, got sick of church, but yet you love the Lord, and you said, well, you know what? I don't know, I'm debating going to church today, and then everybody that called you started talking about the church.
Oh, see how far I am.
How about when your marriage in trouble? Your marriage in trouble. Y'all eating, ain't nobody talking. Y'all walking past each other, ain't nobody saying nothing. Amen. I wish I had somebody to help. Y'all ain't had no day. Y'all ain't never had no day. Y'all ain't really married. But have you had those days where ain't nobody saying nothing? And then all of a sudden you get on the job, grow richer, and the first thing you hear is a Negro complaining about his wife. and then if you meet the wrong one, you go to brother so-and-so, uncle so-and-so, who just broke up with his girlfriend and got a divorce, first thing they say is, I wouldn't put up with that woman. If I was you, I'd do what? I'd leave. Y'all hear me now? Now look, you paying time. Now all of a sudden you begin to see that what God said is true, because not because you get to the church, not even getting, you just doing what God said do, and all of a sudden he starts blessing your house. Ain't that right? And then when he starts blessing your house, somebody come by and say to you, I always put all this money in church. He wouldn't give my money. I put So don't ever change your name. And then don't ever change your identity. Don't anybody change who you really are at your essence. And don't get caught up in the appetite, because an appetite, folk will control you with an appetite. Amen. Let me go to the text and show you. It said in verse 4 that the young men had no relish. They was good looking, they were smart, they were wise. King said, don't get them. Bring them here. They weren't the only ones that came, but because they were gifted, God made room for them. Then the king said, give them my delicacy. The fine meats and wine, and give them everything they need, and then train them up. Y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Now, why? The question I ask you is, why couldn't they eat the meat? Because you got to think about it. Would you ever eat the meat? The reason they could not, some commentators said, because that meat was offered to idol gods. Babylonians were idols. They had idol gods. They had a lot of gods. And what they did was they would bless their food, and they would set it out for a while, and they believed that God would come down and eat what he wanted, and then they would take what was left, and they would bring it back, and they would put it on the king's table.
Amen.
We are not supposed to eat food offered up to idols, according to Paul in the book of Romans, and Daniel in his day, neither should he have bowed down to eat idol food. Anything that people don't give respect to God for, you better watch. That's for somebody right here. Just be yourself. Never sit down at the table and eat anything, no matter who you sit at the table with, and don't thank God for what he put on your table. here it is. I got to go. Here it is. It said for 10 days, God gave them faith. When you don't compromise, when you don't let people change your name, when you don't let people change what you think, when you don't let people change how you was raised, look what it says down in the other verse. It said that God showed favor to Daniel. Favor means that whenever you get ready to go do something, no matter who crossed your path, God going to be there for you. Yeah. I got to go because I see y'all already resting, because y'all ain't got time enough to sit and hear a sermon that's really built to teach you something. Because you too busy trying to go run out there and let people change your name and change your identity. Well, just give me about 10 more minutes and let me work with this thing, and you will see the devil when you leave here, but you will also see God if you get the time to work. Number 10, the eunuch had gave favor to Brother Daniel. Daniel said, I don't want to eat your meat. I can't eat your meat. Right? And the eunuch said, now look here, bro, you get me in trouble. Because my boss, if you get in front of him after 10 days and you don't look right, he going to kill me. Listen to me. He going to devote me. He ain't going to talk to me. He going to kill me. Y'all get it? And Daniel said, but if you do this, and the Bible said Daniel had favor in his sight. I'm going to say this to somebody right quick. I'm going to jump back in the text. If your boss man, like a high up boss man, don't like you, God will put a lead man on that job that'll like you.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Say you got a mean teacher that don't like you. Won't God always put a sweet teacher's aid in the room so that you can make it through?
Yes.
I wish I had somebody. In church, you some folk, they pretend they like you, but you know they don't like you.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm saying, you know they really don't like you. But for everyone that don't like you, two or three do like you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, God will give you favor with people if you'll live holy, if you just be yourself.
Yeah.
That word test, or 10, means test. Whenever you see 10 in the Bible, it means a test. 10 plagues in Egypt, that was a test, amen. Not just for the boy to let the Pharaoh to let the people go, but it was also a test of Moses and the Israelite people that they need to trust God. But when you see that number 10, look, for 10 days, the boys did do nothing but eat vegetables and drink water. Y'all hear me?
Oh, yes.
And the Bible said, well, in 10 days, when they walked back and the eunuch presented them to Nebuchadnezzar, them boys had started filling out their clothes. Amen. Their skin was real clear and real pure. And Nebuchadnezzar said, who in the world are those boys right there? Bring them on up here. Now, you got to understand, this man believed in magic. He had magical men, witches and warlocks around him, and people who could soothsayers, people who could tell the future, amen. He had all the smartest people there was. The Bible said that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were smarter than anybody there. I'm getting ready to go before I tell you this, that young folk, when you go to school, you ain't got to act like nobody. Just go ahead on and be yourself, amen. If you be yourself, God will bless you in such a mighty way, amen, that you will pass your grade, and folks that thought you wasn't going to make it, you will make it through, amen. Just don't compromise and don't give up. Let me give you a prime example, and I'm going over to the house. Let me give you something you can put your teeth into, because I see y'all sitting here looking at this like you're praying and you're sleeping, and some of y'all really not getting what I'm trying to say. Let me break it on down and play around so you can get an understanding. I told you don't compromise. I told you to know your name. I told you that when you don't change for all the folks that get out, don't eat the king's meat. Don't try to do stuff like other people. And if you do that, God will give you favor. I heard a preacher say, brother, it's not on me. I just heard a preacher say this. I thought it was profound. I looked it up. It's true. So I'm going to tell you what it said. The brother said that Chick-fil-A won't compromise. Amen. Chick-fil-A don't sell them but chicken breast. I don't care what you want. You ain't getting no chicken leg, no chicken thigh. You ain't getting no gizzard. When you go to Chick-fil-A, all you going to get is a chicken breast. And folks still filling up the line. Ain't that right? They tell me you know. If you left me today and you want a Chick-fil-A, you're not going to get it. Because Chick-fil-A don't compromise. Chick-fil-A serve the Lord's day. Chick-fil-A don't open up on no Sunday. But yet, if you go back and study the numbers of Chick-fil-A, it tells me that they make more money than Bojangles, more money than KFC when they close on a Sunday. Not only that, they said if you take two or three of the major pizza places and put the revenue together, that they still don't make much as Chick-fil-A. I'm trying to tell you. Everybody in here that's in school, I want you to meet that daughter. Come on, meet that. Everybody that's in school, meet that daughter. Come on, Brother Mark, you in school, right? Come on down here. Put that keyboard, leave that keyboard on. Come on down here. Everybody that's in school, come on down here. I should have said everybody got student loan, had the church probably would have got up. Now, y'all stand right here, please. Stand right here. Stand out here together. Turn and face me. Face me. Turn. There you go. Step back. Give me some room to come down. Face me. Let me know with you. All right.
Amen.
Now, I got a question. Why did some of y'all get up and come down here with these children? Y'all ain't listening.
Amen.
Y'all still sitting there. That's what's going on. I want y'all to see this. Y'all see them? Y'all see them?
Yes.
They're standing here when they're going to go back and stand before the king.
Yes.
Whether they're going to compromise or whether they're not. I'm still asking. Y'all still sitting there. All the officers still sitting there. All the preachers, y'all still sitting there. My question is, how many people got these young folk back? Y'all still don't get it. Y'all still don't get it. How many of y'all really got it? Okay. I want y'all to have that back. Young folk, I want y'all to be yourself.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
What you like is what you like.
Amen.
What you don't like, you just don't like.
Amen.
Don't try to be like everybody else.
Yes.
You get around some folk, they gonna be smoking and cussing and doing all that. Yes. Y'all know good and well, y'all brought up in the church. Y'all know y'all don't act like that. So don't go out trying to act like something. So look, if you gotta act another way to get folk to like you, they're really not your friends.
Amen.
Y'all hear me? I want you to be yourself. And if you be yourself, God will bless you all the days of your life. Let me just, when I talk to pray, I pray for God quite a bit. But I don't believe my prayers has caught up with me. I know now, I didn't know it back in the day, that my mama, my aunts, amen, their friends, my daddy, them, somebody was praying for me back then. And I believe right then I'm still living off their prayers. And if y'all would just let God bless you, I want you up here to tell you a story. We're going to pray. It says a story of two frogs, amen. They was playing around this bowl. It had cream in it. And they fell over in the bowl. One of them just fell down and hit one of them. He just said, oh, Lord, we can't get out. He was failing trying to swim. He just gave up and drank. The other one said, I ain't giving up like that. I'm just going to keep on swimming and keep on swimming and keep on swimming. Brother Shaw, he never had a toy. He kept on picking his legs, and after a while, the cream started coming together like bar. Amen. And then it started getting solid. The frog started rising up. Amen. And after a while, he found himself sitting up on top of the bowl. Amen, Brother Lord Jesus. He sat down on top of the bowl for a while. He got a little rest. Amen. And then when he got the rest, he said, jump up out the bowl. Amen. I'm trying to tell you, don't compromise. Just keep on swimming. Amen. Keep on swimming, Brother John. Just keep on swimming. So now, what I want you to do, Brother Jeff, come out there and get some oil, if you don't mind, sir.
All
right. I'm trying to back up a little bit. I'm going to touch you with oil. This oil is symbolic of God's Holy Spirit.
Amen.
No power in the oil, and there's no power in me.
Amen.
I'm just like you. I'm a man. I'm a vessel just like you, but I trust God. He has been there all my life. Amen.
Amen.
And even when I made mistakes, right there, amen. And so today I'm going to bless you, I'm going to anoint you, and I'm going to ask God to give you a great future and a great hope that he promised you in Jeremiah 29. And the Bible says if you trust God, y'all know what's going to happen? Nobody going to be able to stand before you all the days of your life. I don't care what they have, I don't care what they drive, I don't care what color they are. The Bible says if you trust God all the days of your life, nobody will be able to stand against you. Young brother, you showed a little good today. You saw, man. I like it. This morning, here you go. I anoint you.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Seal you with the power of God.
Amen.
Young man, I like you. Bright eyes. Amen. Get out the loop. Small, ain't you? Stay that way. Don't change. Don't dumb yourself down for nobody. I anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Brother Dorman, scientist, doctor, he wanted to be cool and run the big boys. I'm going to tell you something. You smart. You're a genius and you don't know it. That's why you love bugs and dinosaurs and all that. You know how to operate on stuff, don't you? But I want you to get your doctor in case I'd rather talk to me in an operation, maybe you might have to operate on me. Amen. Don't change. Amen. I anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Brother Jameel. Amen. Ain't nothing but a talk. I don't know if you're going to be a preacher or a lawyer, whatever you're going to be, or whatever you're going to be. Learn the language you need. Don't change for nobody. And let people know that you love God. You hear me? I anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Joshua Johnson. Amen. Boy, he didn't compromise. He didn't change nothing. Going to middle school. Amen. He said, walk behind Paul, wear Paul's shoes, and put my jacket on and preach and run around the house with my Bible. Amen. And now he's Fortnite and playing basketball and looking at them girls. He forgot all about Paul. That's all right. I did it too. Just don't forget about God. You hear me? Whatever you do, give God the thanks for what you do and what you have. I want you to have the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Brother Maul, thank you so much for coming. I thank you for being yourself. I've seen you in action amongst the folk here out your road, and I know. Amen. I don't want to give you a look. I know. But I love you, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. Stay faithful to God. Go ahead on and study. Let them all party, do whatever they want to do. And you walk across the stage, get your stuff, amen. One of these days, you're going to be sitting up in your house. And all that stuff you want to do, God, will give you time to do it. And you're going to have the money to do it. Amen. So this morning, I anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sister Shakita. Amen. Educated, smart black woman. Amen. Got access while God put you right in the middle of all them devils, didn't he? And then he gave you access to the money. And whoever wants to go to school, you know where the money is. And you've been faithful. The mom and them read you right. You love the Lord. You're faithful to your husband. Keep doing what you're doing. I want you this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. You step together. My sister. Amen. I love you this morning. I've been watching. I know God going to use you in a mighty way, amen. Right now, you still fussing and running from us, but you do, amen. Always trust God, listen to your mama, them, and your papa, you hear me? And just keep enjoying yourself and grow up to be a beautiful young lady. Always trust in God. I anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit, amen. Well, there we are, amen. I know. Oh, you're right. Okay, man, I hop it up. Hey, you got to get over. But I know who you are. I know that you're a good guy. You're going to be a good man.
Amen.
I like your personality.
Amen.
Don't let folks change you. Right. You're going to be an athlete. You're going to be in college. You're going to be smart. Don't do it. They're going to want you to smoke, drink, do all that. Don't do it. Don't do it, man. Our girls going to be running at you after they already running at change. Yeah, they're running now. No, that's all right. It's good. Everybody in here, they told the truth. When they opened me and said behind me, if some of them will break loose and talk to you and tell the truth, they're scared. I don't say it. Don't do it.
Amen.
Trust God.
Amen.
He'll give you what you need, when you need it, how you need it, and he'll give it to you right on time. So this morning, I want you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. My girl. Here she is. Yeah, you're beautiful. Oh, boy, beat up everybody. Amen. Got all of them saying, listen to me. Keep on beating them up. Amen. I keep them on for you right now. Amen. That time comes. Keep on beating them up. You hear me? But you're beautiful. You're smart. Keep on studying. Listening to your mama now. Grandma now. Doing what you're supposed to do. Studying your word. Amen. And God will bless you in mighty way. I want you in the name of the Father, Son, sweet Holy Spirit. Sean, you're a soldier.
Yes, sir.
I watched you stand by your mama. I seen grown men leave their wives when they get sick. I seen grown women leave their husbands when they get sick. You're a young man, want to run and do some stuff, but you're still faithful to your mama, ain't you? God rewards faithfulness. I remember one time when you was young, I came in with grade 3rd, 4th, or 5th, you were struggling trying to pass the EOG. And then all of a sudden you went to take that test, and then I got to report on third Sunday that you aced the test. Amen. And if you keep doing what God wants you to do, there is nothing that you can't have. And nothing that you can't have. And I want told her, you already did all the stuff I told her not to do. You did it. I mean, it's true, right? But yet, God got a memo for me. All the boys that she was running with, amen, it would have been this or that. For whatever reason, God keep yelling you out. Keep on saying, gave you a job. Gave you a good dad. Amen. Gave you people that love you. He did that because he wants you to do the right thing. Don't let people change who you are. Never change to God. Remember what I said in that pulpit, you don't know nothing else. If people change you, they'll control you. If they change you, once they change you, they can walk away. Don't do it. Trust God. I want you. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Anybody I forget? Old four beautiful.
It's
a shame. All right. Come on over here. I guess you made it. If that's your master's. So everything I said was the truth.
Amen.
Well, son, you know about that Greek life. You know about it, don't you? You know about college, you know. But there's some things that you got faith in. Some things that God wants you to do. And you wonder, God, where are you? Why haven't you been this yet? Because I've been faithful to you, right? But you got to trust him. You hear me? Because you looking at one thing, and God is doing another. And one day you're going to look, and everything he promised you, and everything you prayed for, you're going to see it.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Don't compromise. Don't change. So I anoint you for strength, and I anoint you for manifestation and the favor of God. And I anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, sweet Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Anybody else?
Amen.
Anybody else in school? Anybody else in school?
Right.
You got a family. You got a family. And I've been you on the other side with all the responsibilities and see him trying to live right. And yet there's wrong going on with me, but yet God was favoring me. Ain't that right? So I ask God to give you strength when everybody's sleeping, you're still upset. You don't feel like sitting. You feel like quitting. Say, I won't go to class tonight. I'm going to ask God to give you strength. And you're going to ask God for everybody that's around you to start doing some other stuff that you're doing now that they really could help you do. I'm asking God to open that eye.
Amen.
In the meantime, you can remain faithful. I want you this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sister Angie, you're faithful. Faithful in this ministry. From Shaw Ministry. I saw you in the IDMA singing. Every time I looked, you're taking time with your children. And you really get grown because you take care of your babies. Amen. Every time I looked, they're with you and they love you. And you've been through some stuff that people don't even know your testimony because you haven't told it yet. Amen. Amen. But look, the favor of God is on your life. Ain't that right? When the enemy can't take you out, when folk can't make you quit, you already know God is there. So I ask God to give you strength, and I seal you with power, and I anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A real estate agent, come here for a second. Keep saying faithful. I know. We talk. We ain't talking all that, but we know each other. You know what you want, as I have. But you're faithful. You've been working. You're strong. You're kind. And you can be bossy because it takes both. If you saw folks change, don't change. Say who you are. I'm going to say this before I anoint you. When you was up here doing announcements, you doing a good job. Folks trying to change the way you do it. They want you to put on somebody else on the way. You wasn't them. You was you. Keep being you. Love you.
Amen.
I anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As we look to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come now, we thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God, for your power. We thank you, God, for your understanding. We thank you, God, that you look beyond our faults and you see our needs. God, as we come now, every person under the sound of my voice, God, you know all about us. I ask you, God, anything in us is not like you, God, that you will remove it. And anything in us is not like you, God, that you don't want to move, but you want us to remove it, give us the courage. And then those things, God, that you're just not going to remove, we ask you, God, that you would give us the fortitude to run on to see what you will have for us in the future. I've asked you not only to bless these young folk here who are going to go back to school. I ask you to keep them safe over the summer. I ask you, God, that then when it comes time for them to go back to class, God, you will give them a serious mind and a serious heart. Let them know that they don't have to worry about clothes because you put clothes on our backs. They don't have to worry about food because, God, you're the one that provides. They don't have to worry about who their teacher is, God, because you're going to be in that classroom. And all they have to do is just keep trusting you and don't change that who they are just to be themselves. Then I ask you to bless all everybody standing behind them. Bless everybody who's standing to support children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. I ask you, God, that you would give them grace beyond measure. I ask you that you would give them favor, God, with people so that they can continue to run their homes. And I ask you to touch their bodies where they may be weak. They may be tired coming out along the way. I ask you to be with them, God. Be with every soul in this church, every bow down here, God. I ask you that you would give them strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. Then, God, I ask you to replenish this choir and to pour it out today. Bless our musicians today, the ushers who stood on the door. I ask you, God, to bless your ministers, God, of the gospel, that you would give them strength. You would give them boldness, God, as they pray, as they eat your word, God, as they begin to prepare themselves to be used by you. I ask you, God, you would bless them. It's so mighty, God. And then, God, never let us compromise. And now, God, as I get ready to leave this church, but never from your presence, I pray your healing upon the sick. I pray your strength upon the bereaved. I pray the fortitude on those who may be locked up, God, that we not judge them, God, because by the grace of God, that could be us, Lord. And as we look to the hills of which cometh our help, my prayer is this. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forevermore.